Paul, thank you very much. That was our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Well, we're returning now to the election campaign, where the Greens have become the second party to publish a manifesto setting out all their policies. Among the promises are €10 billion worth of investment in public transport. This is how the plans were described by the Green leader, Roderick O'Gorman.
Last year, over 300 million journeys were made on public transport, the highest number ever. But we know that Irish people don't yet have the first-rate transport system, a transport system that is on time every time, that gives more choice with a much further reach. So if re-elected to government, we'll prioritise agreement for a €10 billion multi-annual investment package that will transform public transport and finally deliver the capacity, the frequency and the speed that we need to safeguard inward investment and jobs, to allow us better plan our urban areas and to dramatically reduce emissions in time for 2030.
Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham was at that manifesto launch and he joins us. Paul, yesterday Fine Gael proposed spending the bulk of the Apple tax windfall on housing. This morning, as we've heard, the Greens proposed a different use for the money.
Yeah, they focused on public transport, but that's tied into housing because what they're talking about is basically trying to rebalance the country. Far too much is weighed towards Dublin. You need to be able to provide a public transport system for the rest of the country, and that will unlock it. And suddenly you won't have everything focused on Dublin. So what they are saying is they want to use €7 billion of the Apple tax money on public transport, another €3 billion to come from a reappraisal of the National Development Plan. Take that together, you've got €10 billion, and they want to focus, they say, on delivery rather than talk. So delivering in relation to Metrolink, Dart Plus and Lewis in and around Dublin, and then delivering when it comes to rail and also light rail, things like Lewis in places like Galway, Cork, Limerick and also in Waterford. So they view that is a way of being able to sort of solve multiple problems at the same time.
What else are they promising?
Well, the thing I thought was probably most interesting, a lot of parties talking about, they want to build more houses and the figures are ranging between 50 and 53, the Greens, or 50 and 60, the Greens are between 50 and 53. But Stephen Matthews, who was the head of the Oireachtas Housing Committee, he said he wants to try and tap into somewhere between €140 billion and €160 billion, which is on deposit, by getting the public to invest in funding social and affordable housing with a return of around 3%. So he's going to call it the National Citizens Housing Fund, and he says it's needed because if we are building in and around 50,000 homes, if we're able to do that, it costs around €20 billion, and this would give us a revenue stream to be able to do that without sort of upsetting the finances.
Let's move on to some of the morning's other policy publications. ANTHU, the party led by Pather Tobin, published their immigration policy this morning. He said they'd been leading on this issue.
So it's very clear that ANTHU have had a common sense but compassionate response to this issue, and we have been pushing the government to take this issue seriously. We're launching a document today which have 10 very, very practical steps to make sure that we have a far stricter, far more efficient immigration system, that those who need help get help, but those who don't need help are returned to their countries. The first thing that we wanted to see is a new border agency. Currently, there are less than 100 Gardaí working on protecting our borders at the moment, which is an incredible situation.
Pather Tobin, meanwhile, People Before Profit Solidarity launched their policy on disability justice, pledging to abolish the means test on carers and disability allowances. Outgoing TD Paul Murphy said they would introduce a wealth tax to pay for disability services.
I'll give you one core example, the wealth tax, which is a tax on net assets exceeding €4.7 million. So this is a tax on multimillionaires, which would raise €8 billion. And I guess this comes down to the difference between People Before Profit Solidarity and Fine Gael. Fine Gael represents the multimillionaires. They have launches with the likes of Michael O'Leary. We represent disabled people, carers, families who are struggling to get the necessary supports for their children with additional needs.
I suppose we should have expected Michael O'Leary to get a mention somewhere. Yes. Paul, a lot of focus, obviously, on the leaders of the three main parties, the three who aim to lead the next government. But every day, we also have this string of policy launches from the smaller parties.
Indeed, and Padraig Tobin of Aintu hitting one of the hot topics of the election in relation to migration. And he argues that the when it comes to people seeking international protection, you've got a very, very expensive system, which isn't working efficiently, and even if people fail the test, they're still able to stay in the country. So he's producing this plan, which he says will deliver and also ensure that communities where people are going to be housed, and that there'll be a much better consultation process. So that's the type of issue which a party like Aintu hopes it's going to be able to get traction and be able to cut through the bigger parties and what they have. Similarly with people before profit talking about people with disability have been basically forgotten by some.